I don't know what you're expecting me to say, but that you have to react. I hope nothing like that. but yeah, thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor, and to Riyad for advancing me. no, just very quickly. So yeah, it's very difficult to, I suppose, to identify the highlight results for this sub-program because you have very a lot of different children, as Adnan said before. I have to say that we very much welcome the thinking that has clearly gone into the lessons learned and how to connect that with the framework and with the proposed highlighted results. The reader can really see the flow of the thinking and how it in a way supports each other. Moving to the actual performance indicators, again, just the general comment that I said before, once this is elaborated, evolved for the actual document, it will be good to have the actual numbers that will be strived for, but very much understandable that at this stage, this is not yet the objective of this paper. On the actual sub-program, sorry, options, no real problems with any of them. Perhaps on on the option one, there is a potential overlap with what is proposed as the first one in sub-program one. Very much realizing that the sub-program threes is more, let's say, more sectorally focused, but perhaps there are synergies that could be explored and overlaps avoided, and perhaps we can decide to only choose it in one of the sub-programs and cover in a way with the language and the text that is backing up that option the necessary presentation of the work, even if it might not be that work exclusive to one or the other program, if that is, of course, you believe it's feasible. Then perhaps just a bit of attention to the option three. Given the past evaluation, not only of this sub-program that we heard this week, but also of other sub-programs, but also of individual projects that we hear every year, the gender aspects are consistently identified as in need of improvement, let's say. So in that sense, the option three would be a very positive option because it would, in a way, respond to these evaluations, it would in a way contribute to the future evaluations in a positive way that would, I believe, contribute beyond this sub-program again. It would also, if we were to choose that one, it would highlight a priority that is consistently and explicitly included in many agreed outcomes. You know, I believe, I might be mistaken, but believe until now we've never had in the final document such a indicator, so perhaps it's time that that we include it in one, and this seems like a very positive option without even excluding, as I said before, to still include the option one somehow with in a combination with sub-program one if feasible. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you.